Hey there, and welcome to the Profitable Content Podcast. Every single week, we're going to sit down and share actionable tips, advice, and even some of our struggles with you all. We know you all can relate as content creators, business owners, or just leaders in the space. We understand that you want to create content that makes an impact in the world and brings more positivity to the digital space. And that is why we're all here. We're here to share. We're here to collaborate. We're here to connect. And we're also here to make sure that you are generating revenue on autopilot. So without further ado, welcome to the Profitable Content Podcast with your host, me, Joss Speaks Digital. Let's get into it. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Profitable Content Podcast. In this particular podcast episode, we are going to be talking all about how you can actually make money from your content. So we're going to provide you with three passive income ideas that you can actually get started with today. I actually have my good friend, a person that I follow online. And if you're not currently following him, you might want to take a look at his content. His name is More Money Secrets. What is his name? Robert Moore. So in this podcast episode, we're going to be listening to a snippet of Robert Moore's TikTok video. And if you hop on over to my YouTube channel, you can actually see the video in its entirety. But if you're listening to this on the podcast, then just go ahead and take a listen to some of the things he has to say. And then I'll come back with a bit of commentary on how you can actually take action on exactly what he's talking about here. So let me go ahead and switch around my notebooks here and let's hop into it. And here we go.
Eight ideas for passive recurring income. One, write a book and turn the content into podcasts, YouTube videos, and an audiobook. Two, take that same content and launch a membership site. 500 members paying $10 a month is $5,000 a month. Three, create an online course. There are billions of people in the world hungry for education. And make sure you follow my channel for daily money tips.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's dive into this a bit. First and foremost, he said to write a book. Writing a book does take a little bit of effort, okay? It's not just super duper easy. You don't just do this thing in one snapshot. You will need to sit down, come up with a really great outline so that you can follow an outline and then write a book. Now, there are several folks out there that you can find on different websites, such as Fiverr, on Upwork and folks like that, that will actually write a book for you and be a ghostwriter. And you can go that route. I don't recommend that route unless you truly, truly understand like what you're doing and you have a strategy behind it. I actually recommend that you sit down and you write the actual book yourself. So put together the outline. Sit down, write each chapter, and really it can be a spoken chapter. So you can go through your past content, past webinars, past course, maybe not courses, but past webinars that you've done or past videos that you've done or even talks that you've given, right? So if you're a speaker and you've had a lot of different virtual speaking events or even in-person speaking events that you've recorded, you can utilize that content to then come up with a book. Once you have the book, he said to turn that book into YouTube videos and an audio book, or turn it into a podcast, excuse me. And I think that's absolutely correct. There is a whole system that basically in a strategy that he's giving you here. You start off with the book then informs the podcast then informs the YouTube videos and the audio book. And then you do that same content and you launch that into a membership site. Little bit easier said than done. Let me just put that out there. I don't want to sell you all a dream at all. It is a little bit easier said than done. You do need a team and a massive team to take all of these things and put them into action. We actually help our clients with creating YouTube content. So if you have a book already, usually I will say, let's just take the book. Let's turn that into video content because it's easy. It's fluid. You already know the content. You know, within that, you've probably pitched the book a gazillion million times. So you really understand the core of that content. So creating the YouTube videos can be an easy breeze. Turning that then content into podcasts is absolutely a strategy that I actually use within this podcast, right? You'll be seeing a lot of me just responding to different commentary and different things that I find around content creation. And about giving you guys a little bit of context and my thoughts on it. Just because it's worked so well for me on my TikTok page, I was like, well, why not do this same format with the podcast and go a bit deeper? With TikTok, I only get about a good, minute I can do 3 minutes. I can do 10 minutes. But what I find is my sweet spot on that platform is usually around a minute or so with my content. And folks will usually watch about 30 seconds to a minute is what I get. So that's really great. Now, launching a membership site, in order to launch a membership site, work for some folks. Some folks, yeah, no, it ain't happening. It ain't going to work. Okay. So, I mean, the biggest thing for you all is to make sure that you test. Test the things out and see what works for you. This is definitely something you can put down in your Notion board somewhere of things that you can try out. If it doesn't work the first time around, that doesn't mean that it won't work in the future. It just means that right now, it may not be a good fit for you. And like he said in this video, right, if you have 500 members paying you $10 a month, that's $5,000 a month. You got to first get to them 500 members, though. And then you have to keep those 500 members happy and engaged and all that good stuff, right? If you really truthfully care. There's some people that'll just get people into a group and they don't care. And like, you use the content, you don't use the content. I don't care. Either way, I'm getting paid. But for a majority of folks who are out there that are like me, I actually care and I want to know that it's helpful and it's useful to you. I don't want you to invest money and time into anything that isn't really truthfully giving you a return on investment, right? So really think about that. When you have a large amount of people, I tend to go the opposite way. I tend to go with less people and charge a little bit more, or actually quite a bit more, charge quite a bit more to work on an actual specific project and get that done for a client. That gives me fulfillment and helps me out. So take a look at yourself as well and do an inventory of the resources that you have, the time capacity that you have, and also assess for yourself what would truly give you joy. If you don't care that you got 500 members and only 200 are active, but the other ones are just sitting there and you're just like, hey, it is what it is, then that may work for you. But if you are truly the type of person that's like, oh, well, actually, I want to make sure that everyone's getting something from it, you know, then you may want to look at a different model. But I wanted to at least provide you with the three ways that you can create passive income, or three passive income ideas, because these three passive income ideas are really truthfully, once you do the work once, which is the book, you are set pretty much for a long haul time. I mean, if you look at folks like Les Brown, like I just had it and then it's like, woo, Les Brown. When you look at folks like Les Brown, he has a core amount of his content that he repeats again and again and again, right? So really think about that. Think about ways that you want to make money, what feels good to you, what will help you kind of be in your flow of things. And these three passive income ideas, I hope that you found them useful and helpful. And I hope you found my breakdown of the ideas breakdown. And I hope you found my breakdown of the ideas helpful and useful. Now, let me just say this. I want to make sure that you all are getting exactly what you need from the podcast. So let me know what you all thought of this podcast episode. Would love to hear from you. If you're watching me on YouTube, make sure that you go ahead and leave me a comment down below. Would love to hear if you're going to use any of the three of these ways to create passive income for yourself, because we're all out here trying to monetize and create, like I said in the podcast, like this whole podcast is called Profitable Content for a reason. We want to actually make sure that our time and the creative that we're putting into creating this content is profitable and returns the ROI back to us. So with that all being said, make sure you check out more about me on Instagram at Joss Speaks Digital. Follow me on TikTok at _JossSpeaks2. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Peace.